Radio On The Go News.
With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting. The Radio On The Go broadcast area is under a freeze warning from 1 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Sub-freezing temperatures as low as 30 are expected. The frost and freeze conditions will kill crops, other sensitive vegetation, and possibly damage unprotected outdoor plumbing. Former Hardin County Auditor Jessica Lara has agreed to drop a lawsuit she filed against Iowa State Senator Annette Sweeney of Alden. Lara filed the civil lawsuit against Sweeney in June, alleging that Sweeney slandered Lara in a Zoom town hall meeting in February when the subject of voter fraud came up. Sweeney was alleged to have stated that some fraud had happened this last season in Hardin County with a previous auditor, adding Lara sent out absentee ballot requests pre-populated or already filled out. That was never proven. Lara agreed to drop the lawsuit in exchange for a public apology from Sweeney, but Sweeney must also pay a portion of Laura's attorney fees. Yesterday, the Winnebago County Attorney's Office released the results of an investigation into an officer-involved shooting in Mason City on October 3rd. Winnebago County Attorney Kelsey Binken was asked to complete the investigation to avoid a conflict of interest. Her investigation shows the Mason City Police Officer Noah Freeze was justified in shooting 25-year-old Jelani Falk of Chicago as he ran from the scene of an earlier shooting incident at the Hampi Donkey Bar located at 5 South Federal Avenue in Mason City early in the morning of October 3rd. Freeze had ordered Falk and others to the ground when Falk pointed a 9mm Glock 43 handgun at the officer, then shot three times at Falk, striking him. Falk was treated and released from the hospital. Falk was charged with first-degree murder for allegedly killing 35-year-old Christopher Tucker of Garner, who had been shot multiple times before the officer-involved shooting took place. Falk remains held at the Cerro Gordo County Jail and has his arraignment set for October the 26th. Butler County Sheriff's Department Tuesday afternoon arrested 28-year-old Haley Ellsworth of Maxwell for assault causing bodily injury. Ellsworth was allegedly involved in an incident that took place at a residence in Ardale Saturday morning. Ellsworth was later released. The Hardin County Sheriff's Department yesterday afternoon served a warrant to 51-year-old Catherine Allen of Tulsa, Oklahoma, for failing to appear for her arraignment from the original charge of a first offense OWI. Allen is being held at the Hardin County Jail. Tuesday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department served a warrant to 33-year-old Jeremy Bridges of Eldora for violation of his parole. Bridges has been held at the Hardin County Jail since earlier this month after he was arrested by the Hampton Police Department on a South Dakota warrant for a parole violation and for violation of a no-contact order. With a little over a month until Thanksgiving, there are reports of a looming turkey shortage, but the executive director of the Iowa Turkey Federation says that is not accurate. Greta Irwin says there is an ample supply of turkeys, however, there are other issues which could leave your feathers ruffled if you're hoping to have a roast turkey as your centerpiece on November 25th.
There's definitely challenges in finding enough employees right now through the entire food chain. And so I think the turkey industry is definitely part of that discussion, and we definitely have some labor shortages along our supply chain that need to be addressed.
Irwin says Iowa turkey producers will be raising a number of birds this year that is comparable to previous years, but due to continued troubles with transportation and supply management, your nearest supermarket may soon be running lower than usual.
There are challenges with specific sizes or types of turkey. So if you want a fresh turkey, let's say, or a 12-pound turkey or a 28-pound turkey, I would start having conversations now with your grocer to talk about ordering and making sure that you have a specific product available.
Many Iowans are already making Thanksgiving plans and know roughly how many people will be around the table and thus how big a turkey they will need.
You'll start seeing turkey available in all your grocers now. And if there's a certain size that you're wanting, I would go ahead and purchase that turkey now and put that in your freezer. It just helps you to plan ahead and take some stress off of planning for your holiday get-together.
Irwin says Iowa turkey farmers should raise about 12 million birds this year, which will rank the state 7th in the U.S. in turkey production, while Iowa is 5th and turkey processing. The Republican Central Committee sponsoring a greet and meet event at the Rustic Brew in Hampton, and all candidates running for city and school board elections are invited to attend. The event will take place on Halloween Sunday, October 31st from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Rustic Brew in Hampton. The event is a nonpartisan gathering where candidates of all parties are invited to meet one another. No stump speeches will be made. This week, the Alden City Council approved the placement of the proposed story walk in the city, with three cases on polls at the public library, two at City Hall, two at Westside, three at the Alden Dam, and 10 at the Alden Park. In other business, the Alden Council approved CNS Internet service to install three antennas on the city's water tower for a monthly lease payment, and approved a resolution that will reduce the sewer revenue bond interest rate by 1.25%. The West Fork School Board this week approved a contract for educational services for concurrent enrollment and career link with NIAC, and approved a motion for River City Fence to complete the fence projects at the Rockwell football field and the Rockwell playground in the amount of $5,074.02. In other business, the West Fork Board approved the purchase of a new Bobcat skid loader for the Rockwell campus from Asanko Equipment in the amount of $49,445.33, and approved the purchase of two buses from North Iowa Bus at $1,500 apiece to be used for activities and athletics. The Iowa DNR reminds drivers to stay alert as they travel Iowa's roadsides over the coming weeks. Autumn deer behavior, crop harvest, and peak travel times for motorists combine to hike the risk of vehicle deer collisions in Iowa. From now till the third week of November, Iowa bucks become more active in the pursuit of does during the breeding season. Motorists may be distracted by the first deer that crosses, not seeing the pursuing buck. This adds to multiple scenarios of fast-moving, unpredictable deer crossing highways. The crop harvest is also in full swing, concentrating deer remaining cover. There's often a brushy creeks, trees, or fence lines, which often intersect with roads. A third factor will be the change away from daylight savings time on November 7th, placing more Iowans behind the wheel during the deer-heavy dawn and dusk periods. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is the new vicar at Trinity Lutheran Church in Hampton, Micah Brooks, who will discuss his background and what the vicarage program entails. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, with archive programs available under the News tab at radioonthego.com. Rainfall totals from around the area in the past 24 hours. You can find the rainfall amounts by going online to radioonthego.com, looking under the Weather tab. Alexander and Allison each picked up 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Clarion, 5 one-hundredths. Eldora and Fort Dodge each received 4 one-hundredths of an inch. Green, 1/10 of an inch. Hansel, 2/10 of an inch. Marshalltown, 7 one-hundredths. Mason City, 8 one-hundredths. Rowan, 1/10 of an inch. Waterloo, 9 one-hundredths. Webster City, 5 one-hundredths. And in Hampton at our studios, 2 one-hundredths of an inch rain falling in the past 24 hours. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 64, and the low of 41. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.